WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
Glad to welcome back to the WNRN studios, Wrinkled Neck Mules. Morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Oh, glad to have you back. I seem to remember it was a May morning that you guys were here before, and I think you had like driven all night to get here, and it was a great in-studio, and it was a time when you were promoting the album called Pulling the Brake, and since that time, you've put out a couple albums, and you have the brand new one called Let the Lead Fly that came out late last year, is that right?
Yeah, I think about when it was all said and done, it was probably November or so before it got fully out, but I think the release date was October 21st or something like that.
Well, it's good to have you guys in. I have two modes of listening to music. One is, I got to find the song on the album I'm going to play on the radio, and that's a different way of listening to an album than just listening to it. So this over the last couple of days, I actually got a chance to just really listen to this album, and this is a great effort from you all. Again, kind of the writing that they fell in love with the Pulling the Brake album, and it's really, really well done. So congratulations on the new album. And you're still with this Atlanta-based record label?
Yeah, we are. In the U.S., we're still on Lower 40 Records, which is sort of a boutique label out of Atlanta with three or four bands. And then in continental Europe, we're on a label called Blue Rose, which is pretty cool label over there, and folks we got to meet it down in Austin at South by Southwest a few years ago. So,
well, Andy, why don't you introduce who is here today, because you're without your rhythm section today.
We are allegedly without our rhythm section. We are here today. Our Mason Brent, who is over there, he's got a mandolin on now, but he tends to play anything that has strings on it. That's Chase Hurd right there holding a banjo that no one can see, but he's got a banjo in his hand. And my name's Andy, and we are the ornaments section.
The ornaments section. Oh, and you guys are celebrating 10 years.
10 big years, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of mules, and we're excited to celebrate it tonight at the Southern.
Well, how about if you guys give us a tune from this new album? What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play Let the Lead Fly. Makes sense.
Don't just stand there. Raise your guns and let the lead fly. Well, I thought I told you, you're going to mess if you close one eye. Just stand there, raise your guns and let the lead fly. Before the dawn in the same level world, rest your head on a woman who may fly as no chicken. Miles away from the world I've known. So don't just stand there. Raise your guns and let the lead fly. Well, I thought I told you, you're gonna mess if you close one eye. Stand there, raise your guns and let the lead fly. Grindstone man and titan shine, twice as strong as a man half of mine. But I suppose the plan is reaching that road. Be particular, son, now as you go. And every dog's name for a color, and blood is thicker than any kind. you forever.
WNRN, Richmond's Wrinkled Neck Mules, live in the WNRN studios this morning, and they've got a brand new album called Let the Lead Fly. We just heard the title track live in our studios, and they're playing tonight at the Southern. Well, I'm kind of fascinated with this kind of new way that you're doing the Wrinkled Neck Mules. I guess when I first got to know you all kind of living in the Richmond area, but Andy, you live in Texas now, right?
Yeah, Chase and I actually both live in Texas now.
Oh, so, okay. So you got half the band in Texas and half the band in Virginia.
So we have two camps. It's
make it as hard on ourselves as possible.
Yeah. We make it very complicated. We fly on a lot of planes and could do some digital type things back and forth, but it's not all that romantic sounding, but... yeah, that's right. We live pretty far apart these days.
So how do you manage that? I mean, lots of emails.
Very haphazardly.
I could just imagine video conferencing.
We did have a conference call one time.
That's true.
Which was pretty pretty
uneventful.
Non-rock and roll.
Very corporate.
Well, let's talk a little bit about making this new album, because if you were so kind of far flung. How did you coordinate getting together to record the songs? Did you actually send digital files back and forth, or did you all get together in the studio and record it?
You know, we try to do the digital thing as little as possible. I mean, we spend a lot of time together still, and that's we get concentrated on weeks, and you know, the way the process goes is Chase and I typically have a frame of a song, and we kind of demo that for people and send it off, and everybody gets to know the songs, and then when we're together, we sort of buckle down and get it done. In the last couple albums, we've spent a lot of time just doing it ourselves, engineering it ourselves on our own time in our own places. So we literally have a mobile recording studio that is pretty sophisticated, and that we feel like we've gotten pretty good on it anyway. And we'll take that thing anywhere, and we'll set it up here in Virginia or in Texas or wherever we happen to fall. I mean, some of this album was done at a friend of ours' house in North Carolina in between shows, so... just wherever we happen to have a extra 3 hours, we'll set it up and do it.
Well, it's a little different than when you were doing Pull the Brake, because you did that at Dark Hollow Studios here outside of Charlottesville.
That's right, yeah. That was definitely a different approach than we've done on the last two albums. It was a lot of fun, but we kind of enjoy having the luxury of having all the time that we need to kind of let things develop. We do a lot of the songs kind of grow up a little bit as we're recording them. It's typically been our process, so we've just kind of found our way through things. And we did spend a little time in the studio this time around up in Rutgersville. We spent three or four days recording with the same producer for a little bit of that. But when it comes down to really dialing them in, we kind of do it ourselves, a little bit of a homegrown operation.
We got Wrinkled Neck Mules live in the WNRN studios this morning. They're playing tonight at the Southern, their Charlottesville CD release party. And what do you have for us next, gentlemen? What song are you going to play?
I don't know.
Medicine Bow, maybe?
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Yellow is the color of midnight. Words ain't just moments. moments in time. Medicine boy and a big home. Tell me I am doing all right. Tell my friends I'm doing fine. Tell my friends I'm doing
WNRN with live music from Wrinkle Neck Mules. They've got a brand new album called Let the Lead Fly. And really loved the album called Pull the Brake, and kind of started me on kind of chasing you guys around for a while. I think I'd show up about wherever you guys were. It was fun to see you play all sorts of different places around town. And then the album came out a couple years ago called The Wicks Have Met, and now the new one called Let the Lead Fly. So you talk about, with songs, that you guys have ideas that you send back and forth. But do you and Chase write songs together, or do you write songs and then the other one helps you with it?
It depends. More the latter, probably, than the former. But
there's a lot of help that goes back and forth, but...
Like Let the Lead Fly, the one we played a couple of songs ago. I mean, Mason and I came in with this kind of grandiose idea that I think it had like a 10-minute banjo solo in the middle of it. But, and Mason and I worked on it together. And Chase and I both live in Texas, like we said. And so he and I spend some time together, and I'll kind of show him something I've got, and we'll fine-tune it and vice versa. So somebody usually comes in with a skeletal form, and then everybody else adds the skin and the brains and the blood and the muscles.
Well, I have to say that your copy of the CD, your promotional copy, was one of the cooler things I've received in a while. Because I mean, I've gotten CDs that have like dye in the plastic thing, and I've had other little ornaments stuck in there. But Buckshot, huh? who came up with that idea?
It was actually our designer, who's sort of in the band, I guess, at this point. A guy that has designed all of our album artworks after Minor Enough, I guess, and posters and things like that. And he came up. He decided to put. He said, let's put these lead pieces in there. It's not real lead. non-toxic, but we actually have some posters that are hand screened for this that he did for this album, and they're actually being shot right now this morning as we speak. It's posters that are getting shot. So he's got some crazy ideas.
Well, your pictures inside the liner notes all look like, you've been shot at least the pictures anyway, not you personally.
Thanks, Ann.
Well, you look good if that's what happened to you, actually. Well, we've got Wrinkle Neck Mules live in the WNRN studio this morning. The new album's called Let the Lead Fly tonight at the Southern. They're going to be having their CD release party here. Another tune, gentlemen? What are you going to play?
Sure. How about Catfish?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Catfish and color TVs are kindly company. Salt water dreams and nicotine keep me living right. Shadows are growing long now and they're braying on the night, but it keeps my brain from thinking about the things that pass me by. But it's 75 degrees out on the water, and it's 3 to 5 with steady southern breeze. And I sure could use a storm or two to help these wounds to heal.
back on the right side of the rail. Scraping off the paraffin, climbing up my stringer. That 5'10" taught me when to chase them or to run. And the critical swords and the days they used to be, all back when the Reds were biting and you were still right here with me. But it's 75 degrees out on the water, and it's 3 to 5 with a steady southern breeze. And I sure could use a storm or two to help these wounds to heal and get back on the right side of the rail. Leaving, it's bringing on the feeling that the currents and the winds may be too strong. But every time you go, something deep inside me knows it won't be long. 'Cause it's 75 degrees out on the water, and it's 3 to 5 with a steady southern breeze. And I sure could use a storm or two to help these wounds to heal and get back on the right side of the rail. Lord, I gotta get back on the right side.
WNRN, Wrinkle Neck Mules, live in the WNRN studios, playing songs from the new album called Let the Lead Fly. They're doing a show tonight at the Southern. Well, last time, you know, you have, when I saw, probably the first time I saw you, you played at Star Hill Music Hall, and you had this band that no one had really heard of called Sons of Bill, that you were doing the bill with. And so I'm kind of curious who Hunter Smith and the Dead Men are. Is this something that you guys are doing? You don't know? Okay. Well, maybe it's an endorsement. Maybe something good will happen with them as well. So, well, do you have any special guests, though, coming in to play with you tonight?
Just Wrinkle Neck Mules.
Just Wrinkle Neck Mules?
Yeah, we're as special as it gets.
Indeed. I agree.
Yeah, Hunter Smith, I'm sure they're an excellent band. We just never played with them before.
Well, it was kind of fun to have you, Sons of Bill, and you kind of help each other along for a while. And you guys get to see them much anymore?
Who? Sons of No, we do. Actually, I saw them in Texas not too long ago. They were in, I live in Houston, so they were down there and making their way. I'm like a proud papa when I see those boys. They're doing great, and I dig their music. I dig their new discs. So.
Yeah, it's great. Well, we dig your new disc as well. How about one more live tune for us this morning?
All right.
All right, let's do it.
When I looked up from the ground, the moon blocked out the cloud. Crowd control was keeping me at bay. Like a spider in the train, I swam. Morning light.
watching as the waters all run dry. In the east, the daylight broke, but my eyes, they burned smoke. With thoughts of some Sunday left behind, spilling juice from the glass, rising slow and falling fast. Yes, I guess years have not been kind. Turn the heat over, dark night, set me up in the morning light. Tomorrow I wish that I had died. Sweep the floors and prop the chairs and leave me lying here, watching as the waters all run dry. On the land, and I've not seen you say. We lay upon the Dominion's mighty bone, while the devil worked the fields. Deliver us, Lord, from all evil. As each of us cast our own stone, well, turn the heat over, dark of night, prop me up in the morning light. Tomorrow I'll pray to God that I'm alive. Lock the door and run down the stairs. I'll strain my ears to hear you calling as the waters all run dry. You calling as the waters all run, they all run, they all run dry.
Wrinkle Neck Mules live in the WNRN studios. They got a brand new album called Let the Lead Fly, and they're going to be having a CD release party for Charlottesville tonight at the Southern, and so glad to have them back here in the studios. Many happy returns to Andy and Chase and Mason, and good luck on the show tonight. I'm going to go ahead and give away a pair of tickets to tonight's show, and we're going to play this Dopamine Dream directly from the new album. So thanks again, gentlemen. I really appreciate you coming in and playing live.
Thanks for supporting us for so long.
Well, my pleasure.